Howdy, and welcome to In the Studio. Redbeard here with the stories behind history's greatest rock and roll album. Today, in the studio, a special holiday edition of the music of Lynyrd Skynyrd, past and present.
Cause Santa Claus wants some loving.
Santa Claus wants some loving.
Santa Claus wants some loving.
Again, man, I think it goes back to what Lynyrd Skynyrd's all about. Skynyrd's always written songs, should I say, of what family and what's going on around it, you know. So, whenever we go to write a song, it just kind of depends on what's going on, you know, in our lives and people around our lives.
Well, I'm glad it's Christmas time once again.
And I'm Gary Rossiton. It's Christmas time again in the studio.
With previously unreleased collectibles and the holiday treat Christmas time again, it seems like an obvious opportunity to examine an American icon, America's most enduring and endearing band, Lynyrd Skynyrd. In those lean pork and bean days before the 1973 release of their first major label album Pronounced, the boyhood friends from Westside Jacksonville, Florida, would not quit until Lynyrd Skynyrd had made the big time. During one of the three nights that Lynyrd Skynyrd played Atlanta's Fox Theater in July 1976, lead singer Ronnie Van Zant alludes to being inspired to play the Robert Johnson Delta Blues classic Crossroads because of seeing Cream perform it. To explain, here's original guitar player Gary Rossiton talking with the late bass player Leon Wilkerson.
We went to see their farewell tour, and we drove down to Miami and saw them at Miami Stadium back. Well, it was the farewell tour. I'm not sure what year or day it was, but it was just the best show we'd ever seen. We saw them. Myself and Ronnie and Alan and Bob, and I'm not sure if you were there or not, Leon.
No, I wasn't there.
And
for that.
We took everybody in our van and drove down there and just slept out on the parking lot like a lot of fans do nowadays or back then, and we waited for them, and they blew our minds. They were the best band, and Clapton and Jack Bruce and Ginger Baker, and we just idolized them and drove back and really started playing real hard and trying extra hard then, and we started playing Crossroads and a few Cream songs after that, and we just loved Crossroads, and Alan played it kind of just like Clapton, so we decided to do it. We used to always collect Coke bottles and pop bottles to get guitar strings or pay for gas to get, you know, around town, but for that particular...
It was a survival tactic.
Yeah, that particular time, besides tickets and gas, you know, we had to get a little food and stuff, so we all collected Coke bottles for two or three or four days, just driving around and walking around and riding our bikes around back then, looking for bottles and collecting them, and you'd cash them in for three cents a bottle, you know.
Yeah. And our meals mostly contained of RC Colas and Moon Pies.
Yeah. That's the way we used to change guitar strings, Alan and I and Leon. We'd always go collect Coke bottles. You'd get about 10 or 15 Coke bottles, and you could buy a new set of strings, see?
Take a ride.
Wow, previously unreleased, now found on Collectibles. That's Lynyrd Skynyrd from 1976 at the Fox Theater Atlanta with Robert Johnson's Crossroads. That night, no one on stage nor in the audience knew that Lynyrd Skynyrd had barely 15 months left before a freak plane crash would take the lives of leader Ronnie Van Zant, brother and sister Steve and Cassie Gaines, band road manager Dean Kilpatrick, and the plane's pilot. It would be 10 years after that tragedy before the survivors could physically and emotionally reform Lynyrd Skynyrd under that mantle. The missing were replaced by prodigal son Ricky Medlock, who left early on as a drummer but returned to Lynyrd Skynyrd from leading Blackfoot as a guitarist. Outlaws guitar player and Florida native Huey Thomason joined. He was a natural draft pick. And most dramatic of all was Ronnie Van Zant's baby brother, Johnny, growing up to sing in his legendary brother's place. Alan Collins barely survived the plane crash, but he was scarred inside and out. When his wife died during childbirth, a teenaged Johnny Van Zant looked me straight in the eye and said, "Man, somebody up there is knocking on Alan's door." Bitter and tortured, Alan later crashed a car in which a woman was killed. Alan was left paralyzed from the neck down. 4 years later, January 23rd, 1990, Alan Collins finally answered the knock on his door. That's the uniquely talented Billy Powell of Lynyrd Skynyrd with his gorgeous rendition of the Christmas classic Green Sleeves. You can find it on the Lynyrd Skynyrd album Christmas Time Again. Johnny Van Zant of Lynyrd Skynyrd fills us in on the details.
We did it, what was it, guys? In May. Yeah. And I actually had a place called The Castle out in Franklin, Tennessee. We actually had a Christmas tree set up with one string of lights.
Yeah.
Actually, we did it right. We went over to Europe. Right before we went to Europe, we went in and did it probably in about, what?
Two weeks.
2 weeks, yeah. So we just kind of set up and went for it, man. But we had a great time doing it, you know. Actually, the way this whole album came about was that we were on the road with ZZ. We had about, what, 8 days off for Christmas, guys? You know, and then we went right back out. And we were on the bus, and we had our bus all decorated like Christmas, and we were seeing everybody getting Christmas trees and everything. So, of course, we're a little homesick ourselves, you know. But we started singing Christmas songs and thinking of Christmas songs. We said, "God, man, wouldn't it be neat to have a Skynyrd Christmas album?" So it just kind of evolved from that. Well, it looks like it's another Skynyrd family Christmas time. Well.
What a great song. That's Lynyrd Skynyrd's Family Christmas from the album Christmas Time Again. I'm Redbeard. When we come back, it's Johnny Van Zant with Ricky Medlock, Gary Rossington, and the late Huey Thomason in the studio.
And I'm Gary Rossington. It's Christmas time again in the studio.
And I'm Redbeard. Welcome back in the studio. There are guitar styles and picking on this Christmas album from Lynyrd Skynyrd that we've never heard on a Skynyrd album before. The late Huey Thomason explained with Gary Rossington and Johnny Van Zant.
I think it's the tone of the guitar against the other instruments is what makes it sound that way, because without the whole band playing, it wouldn't have that effect. So it's weaved into and around the band in general, you know. You use what you have there to work with.
And we always try to do with the three guitars, Alan, myself, and Ed in the older days, and when the band, we had different styles and different sounds and different guitars. Same as today, you know, Ricky, for the older stuff, uses the same guitar as Alan did, and then on the new stuff we're doing today, he uses whatever he feels. And Huey uses the Strat like Ed King and Steve Gaines, and then on the newer stuff we do, he's got two or three different guitars he uses. So
Huey's always been the Strat guy.
But Huey's
though.
Great.
If you go back to the Outlaws and
it's
stuff
all
like that,
played, yeah,
you know, really has. Our only problem with Huey is that we have to keep him from doing so many damn licks.
They tell me I play too much. Take about 200 notes out of that solo.
Whoa, Huey, whoa.
It's been covered from Chuck Berry to Keith Richards. Now add Lynyrd Skynyrd to that illustrious list. That's Run, Rudolph, Run. Gary Rossington reminds us that all the way back to Simple Man on the very first Skynyrd album, The band has a long tradition of honoring their mothers in song. Here's Gary, followed by Johnny Van Zandt and the late Huey Thomason.
Simple Man, yeah, that was always one of our favorite songs. And this Mama's song's the same, including Ricky and Huey. We all lost our mothers, and we were the ones writing it, and we just kind of did it for our mamas, and everybody added a verse here and there, and bang, you know.
You know what, man? I just lost my mom right before we started. Yeah. Right before we started writing for this record. And so it was kind of weird to have to leave home even as much after that. So I think I'd actually walked into Huey's room, and Huey had this music. We just started messing around with it, and Gary and Ricky came over, man, and we ended up making a song, a great song, in one day.
You know, we actually changed the title at the end of it to Mama's Song.
But, you know, I think my mother loved Christmas, you know. Like last year I said I was home for 9 days. I came home. I got a Dodge Ram. It's one of those extended cabs. The whole back end of it was full of Christmas stuff that she had bought for me, like to put on the house, you know, like ornaments and just different things. You know, so she loved Christmas. We're going to miss her, of course, this Christmas and every other Christmas. As it says in the song, one day we'll be standing together again. You know, so.
It's just out of respect and love. Yeah. I mean, if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be in this world, much less be doing what we've been blessed to do, you know. So without Mama, you don't go nowhere.
Mama used to send us early to bed on Christmas Eve. She became Santa's helper and they took care of me. We would wake up early from our beds only to see the love she had for all of us was left beneath the tree. When the Lord brings me to you, then I know I will be in heaven where my eyes can rest on you. But until then I will remember all the good times that we've shared. I'll hang a star upon this tree for you. On Christmas Day, I know you'll be there too. Not a Christmas day goes by that I will not see. The gift you gave to all of us was the love you gave to me. One day I know we'll be together when the Lord brings me to you. Then I know I will be in heaven where my eyes can rest on you. But until then I will remember all the good times that we shared. I'll hang a star upon this tree for you. Mama, on Christmas Day I know you'll be there too. One day I know we'll be together. I won't have to remember, 'cause I'm standing there with you, of a time that you and I always do. Mama, on Christmas Day I'll finally be with you.
That's the sweet, poignant Mama song from Lynyrd Skynyrd's album, Christmas Time Again. Here's Skynyrd guitarist Ricky Medlock.
Christmas time, you know, usually everything always does revolve around your mom. And after the first year I lost my mom, you know, I was just lost, you know. And so Johnny was right when he said, you know, it's basically when we started writing the song, he was the one that started coming up with him because he had just lost his mom. And then it kind of fell that way that some of us other guys, you know, had just recently lost our moms within years apart, you know. I think it's just out of due respect, you know, for your mom, because that is a special time of the year. This Christmas is a special time, and it always seems to revolve around your mom, because your mom always fusses over everything, wants to cook everything, and wants to make sure everybody gets fed. And I know in my family, everything used to revolve around my mom at Christmas time.
For this Lynyrd Skynyrd Christmas album, the band enlisted the talents of two of their longtime groups of friends, the Charlie Daniels Band and 38 Special. Johnny Van Zandt tells us why that's significant.
Well, I think very important, you know, because Skynyrd pretty much has always been a family kind of thing, you know. I think it was great to have Charlie Daniels. He's always been a big part of Lynyrd Skynyrd. And, of course, 38 Special with Donnie and them guys in there. You know, if we could have had a few more friends come by, we'd have liked to.
Yeah, everybody was on the road.
They were on the road in May. So we figured out next time, man, we got to do it in December for sure. But, no, it was great. It was great to have those guys be a part of it. And I think they both came up with great songs here. You know, 38 wrote theirs, and Charlie did an old standard.
Yeah, as soon as you hear it, you know who it is. Yeah. I mean, right straight away, you know it's Charlie, and you know it's 38. Yeah. Just like with the Skinner bunch.
In the kitchen cooking, and the children are fast asleep. It's time for Santa Claus to make his midnight creep call. Santa Claus wants some loving. Santa Claus wants some loving. I know there's something real pretty underneath that Christmas tree, but I ain't had no loving, and it's wearing me. Santa Claus wants some loving.
Santa Claus wants some loving.
Oh, Santa Claus wants some loving. Now I've been trying to fix this old bicycle, can't seem to find my pliers. Halfway watching Mama pull that sleep in her eyes. Cause Santa Claus wants some loving.
Santa Claus wants some loving.
Santa Claus wants some loving. I want you to come here, Mama, for the children wait. Cause Santa Claus wants some loving.
Santa Claus wants some loving.
Santa Claus wants some loving. Now Christmas is for the children, and I want them to be real pleased. But right now, Mama, it's Christmas Eve. Come make your Papa happy, please. Santa Claus wants some loving. Want some loving.
Oh,
that's right. Santa Claus needs some love.
Christmas is not just for kids. That's Lynyrd Skynyrd with the R&B standard Santa Claus Wants Some Lovin' from their holiday album, Christmas Time Again. This is Redbeard in the studio. Today's show is in tribute to Lynyrd Skynyrd bass player Leon Wilkeson, who passed away in July 2001, and to Huey Thomason of both Lynyrd Skynyrd and the Outlaws, who died suddenly September 2007. But because of the divine love that is the eternal promise of Christmas, all who believe know that their spirits are alive forever.